Lord, please give us a heart for these desperate, abused children, that we may pray and minister to their needs in the Spirit. Amen. Well, family, this is a sad subject, but it's going on all around us. It's really, you just can't believe what's happening to young people these days. Recently, one of our heart dwellers, who is a shut-in, had a most beautiful experience with Jesus that I believe is worth sharing and also has been confirmed to me as true by the Lord. I know I've been grieving for the shattered lives of these children who are trafficked and tortured, and I've been praying for justice to protect all children and healing for those who still are living and safety for those who've been targeted. So when this was told to me, it was no surprise. Here's what happened and what the Lord is calling some people to. They began, "As I meditate on the meaning of this Advent season, I've been holding the Christmas baby Jesus, and he in my arms has spiritually transformed into a poor, abused, and tortured child. At first I saw just one child in the Spirit, which my heart immediately went out to. Then as I prayed, another and another, and I found myself embracing these children in the Spirit. Yet I sensed them beside the infant Christ in my arms. I gently tucked the blanket around these children in the Spirit, and a wave of sweetness and deep peace settled over us. Somehow I knew that I was indeed comforting a child somewhere in the world that had been trafficked, tortured, abused, and was completely isolated and crying out for help. Then the Lord began to speak to me. I want you to spiritually adopt trafficked children, he began. You are well aware of the horrible kidnapping, selling, and trafficking of poor innocent children throughout the world in many places. Not only are they taken from their parents and siblings, which in itself is terrorizing enough, but after being sold, they are beaten severely to make them submit from the very first moment to the unspeakable sexual abuse and painful violation of their tender little bodies. Some of you yourselves were subjected to terrible abuse and neglect when you were young as well, and you know how devastating it was to you, even up into your adult years. I appeal to you now, please work with me to rescue, comfort, and heal these precious children and young adults who are daily victims of unbelievable terror and extreme pain. Crying, begging, and pleading day and night for someone to please help them. They are constantly in a state of tremendous fear, as some are kept in chicken wire cages, others in basements, cold, malnourished, and dehydrated. The only time they see the light of day is when they're dragged out, roughly washed, put on nice dresses with no undercovering, and driven to a clandestine motel room where one or more drunken customers are just waiting to use and abuse them repeatedly. Sometimes as many as 6 different men or even more keep them for hours on end, burning, beating, and raping them. Some of them do not survive these long periods of torture and abuse. To keep down the screaming, these men will stuff socks and handkerchiefs into their mouths because many of the children are already very weak and sick. They have difficulty breathing, and they can end up dying by suffocation. If by chance they do survive, many soon succumb within days to complications from punctured spleens and internal bleeding. Although all of this has been very hard for you to hear and very hard for me to describe to you, by the profound compassion and tenderness of my Father, we have seen their tears and heard their desperate pleas. Therefore, we have made a provision to distract them away from being tortured, allowing souls who are praying for them to experience the tenderness of being loved and held securely. Contrary to what is happening to them, they find some comfort in this. Those with hearts to comfort these children have experienced this, and now I'm asking you to work with me and spiritually adopt as many of these as you can. If you will give me your permission and your own free will to take these and intentionally hold them, cover them, and carry them close within your heart, I will expand both your heart and soul to accommodate all that I bring to you, along with all the love and attention of an alert and devoted mother. Am I not your faithful God? Do I say and not carry out? I will be with them as the dew-laden breathes in the fiery furnace, and many shall live, going out to proclaim my wonderful love and deliverance to the ends of the earth. I have decreed all of this, says the Lord, that the souls of many shall be saved. And that was the end of his message to them. They began, every day now I spiritually welcome the heavenly citizens to come and gather with me, to pray with me, and I travail over the children of the world, yet without physically leaving my room, that I might bring them comfort and somehow, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I believe there is a connection and these children hidden away and abused are truly receiving comfort from God through my poor human and spiritual vessel. And that's at the end of their sharing about this. I'd like to add that I've done a very little research on what's going on, and you would be shocked to know that here in this town, in Taos, in towns in Nebraska and middle America, you know, places you think would be so innocent, in nice neighborhoods, it's taking place right in your neighborhood. In fact, What Happened to the Girl Next Door is the title of a documentary about a little 5-6-year-old girl that was sucked into this scheme. That's on YouTube, and I'm going to leave you a link to that. But this is a horrible crime which is now rampant in the United States. The newscaster in Omaha, Nebraska says it's the fastest growing criminal industry in the world, and right here in America. And when you think about it, anyone can do it. You know, a handsome young man will lure children in from abusive families, pretending to love them, buying them things, having sex with them, and then giving them a better life than what they've had at home. Then after the children are bonded to them or fall in love with them, they begin to ask them to do something for them. In this video that I was watching, she was 6 years old when this began, and her mother didn't even know what was going on. She'd go to bed early, telling her mom that she was sick or had a stomach ache, and she'd go up to her room and pretend to be asleep, and then she'd sneak out, and this man would take her to a motel room to have sex with one of his clients. And she did this because she thought that he loved her and this was the right thing to do. Ah, it is so perverted. Anyway, as they lure the children in from abusive families and the children are bonded to them, they tell them, well, I'm behind on rent and I need your help. They give children alcohol and marijuana and introduce them to a stranger to have sex with them. You know, there's a whole process they use to take these children into emotional bondage until they feel powerless to get out of it. Then the pimps sell them to another pimp, and they're giving them drugs, so they'll be dependent on the drugs, and they'll do whatever they're told to do, or they'll go into withdrawal. I'll leave you a link or two for you to investigate, but truly, this is heartbreaking, and it's happening around the block from wherever you live. It is happening in small rural communities and in cities, and it's just unbelievable. Please pray for these adolescents that are lured into this emotional trap that just deprives them totally of their childhood. And the average life expectancy in this business is 7 years. They last for maybe 7 years. Ugh, it's unbelievable. Before they die, they're overdosed or they manage to escape, but their lives are ruined. Every one of these women that were testifying were overweight, and it's obvious, you know, that being violated like that, they gain a lot of weight. And I've seen that before in people who have been violated. They gain weight. It just seems to be some kind of a psychological response, a physiological response that happens in their body. So this is not just going on with Congress and the Virgin Islands or St. John's Island or anything. This is going on right here at truck stops and in town here where we live. So they give you some things to look out for so that you can spot what's going on and report it. You can call a hotline and report it. But the greatest thing we can do is to pray for them and to pray that this horrible, horrible industry will be completely squashed by law enforcement. Well, God bless you, dear ones. And thank you so much for donating to our mission. It helps keep us going, and it definitely is taking care of people who need firewood here in Taos. It's getting pretty cold, and they've gone up through their first load of firewood, and your help, whatever's left over, we take care of the people around us that are calling out for heat or for electricity. So thank you so much, and the Lord bless you.